The Big Rick Podcast. The best of the biggest interviews from Big Rick in the Morning on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See more info now at onairwithrick.com.
Kurt Menefee on the show. Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Kurt, we're going to talk about this new show, America's Top Dog, Season 2, in just a moment. But first, I wanted to say congratulations on being inducted to the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It's, I think it shows just the show's been on Fox NFL Sunday for 27 years, and it's been the number one sports pregame show in all of sports for all 27 years. And it just shows the dedication and the hard work of people. Not only you see the five of us sitting there on the set, but the people behind the scenes and the producers and the photographers and all those people that do such quality work. I'm glad that the show got recognized so that everybody's able to kind of, take a victory lap together here and hopefully keep it going for another 27 years.
Absolutely. I remember I was, 11 or 12 years old when the NFL and CBS went away and Fox came into the game. And, they really changed the way pregame shows are done, forever. It was just a groundbreaking program when it came out.
Absolutely. 1994 was the year that the change happened, and CBS lost the package. And Fox, which, was a bunch of, kids don't even remember what UHF stations were. But those were the ones that were in the 30s and 40s that you had to have the antenna to get. But, life has certainly changed since then. And you mentioned the pregame show. Back then, people, when Fox announced they were going to do an hour pregame show, people were like, how are you going to fill an hour talking about football? And now we have shows that are 3-4 hours plus on Super Bowl Sunday, 8 hours.
Yeah.
So, that really changed it, but it also changed the tone, because the pregame show became more than just here are X's and O's and here are stats and here's the weather and go, enjoy your game. It became more about entertainment and more about, having something where hopefully, at least in our situation, we know that everybody gets along. We're all friends and we spend time together in the off season. We all just got together out in California about a month ago. Our families are friends, this kind of thing. And that translates onto the air, but you want people to have a relationship and not just get on and talk about whatever that sport is, because I think that translates to the viewer at home. If you're enjoying doing what you're doing, they enjoy watching it.
Oh, absolutely. One other thing I'll add to what you just said there before we move on to the season two of America's Top Dog. I think that type of programming, especially in the sports world, was the original social media. You guys were the first show to ever really give the inside scoop on what athletes were all about and what they were doing and what their life was like outside of football. I feel like I knew them better than maybe they knew themselves.
That's a very good point there. And I think that not only with the athletes, but with the studio talent, too. Because before that, again, I think that people watch shows for information, or the shows were presented that people only want to watch it for information. Fox NFL Sunday, you got to learn about Bradshaw, the jokes about the farm stuff and all. But you got to know that, okay, here's a guy who actually owns a ranch in Oklahoma and raises horses. And, makes these movies and does these things. And you got to learn about people's private lives and their personal lives. And as you said, this was before social media. And so it made people personalities. It made people people instead of just athletes, instead of just TV hosts. And that game changed in large part with Fox NFL Sunday in 1994, opening the door and making sure that you wanted to feel these people welcome in your home.
Yeah.
You wanted to welcome them in your home and rather than just turning on the TV.
Yeah. I've got Kurt Menefee on the line. He's the host of the new Animal Saved My Life series. I think this is this season number two? I'm sorry. I think I have this wrong.
Season number two of America's Top Dog.
America's Top Dog. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. So America's Top, because I've got two shows, so it could be confusing. Both shows on A&E, and they start tonight. They're at 7 o'clock Central Time. With America's Top Dog, season two premiered last week. So this is the second week of it. This is a dog competition show. We have dogs go head-to-head, racing over an obstacle course where they climb walls, they knock down bricks, they swim through water, they climb stairs. They have to do it hand-in-hand or paw-in-paw, however you want to look at it, with their handlers. and go from start to finish in a time event. And at the end, the winner gets $10,000 plus $5,000 donated to an animal charity of their choice. And then at the season end, they get to come back, the winners, for a chance at $25,000 and that animal charity donation. So, you know, last year the show was extremely successful, back again this year. And it's just so much fun to do it because you get a chance to just watch these animals have a good time, you know, with their handlers and their owners. And it's fun to watch the connection between the two of them. And then the new show that you were mentioning, An Animal Saved My Life, comes on right after that at 8 o'clock your time. So back to back. So all you're going to do is just put it on A&E and just leave it there. And An Animal Saved My Life is literally like it sounds. It's camera footage of animals saving the lives of people from, you know, cats. And we have birds that have awakened people who were asleep during a fire and they didn't have an alarm. We have a sea lion that saved a guy who was drowning in the San Francisco Bay with a broken back and couldn't swim. I mean, we have dogs, obviously, because you have so many, you know, dogs as pets, but even stray dogs that have saved people from being robbed. I mean, it's just a large variety of animals and a large variety of situations. And you'll see it, and a lot of them are just jaw-dropping. You're like, wow, I can't believe the difference between that person being here or not was that animal, dog, that bird, that cat. It's absolutely amazing.
Kurt Menefee's on the line with me. You know, it's funny that you mention how we don't deserve animals. We really don't deserve them. You know, my dog, Cider, she saves my life just about every morning because I ignore the two alarms to get up for my morning show, and she licks my ear and lets me know, hey, it's time to get up.
There you go. Well, that's because she knows you need to go to work, make some money so she can get those dog treats.
That's right. Yeah, smart dog. Hey, real quick before you go, you know, you've had Frank Caliendo on the NFL on Fox pregame show a lot. What's it like working with David Ketchner? How is he different from Frank? And, I mean, what's it like to work with him?
Yeah. So, you know, David Ketchner, most people will know him if you saw the Anchorman series as Champ, the sportscaster.
Whammy!
He's been around, he's shows on ABC and on the Goldberg. He's been on many movies, so you recognize him. So he brings a great comedic tone to the show because one of the things that anybody who's, I won't even say worked with animals, if you have a pet, you know that 99 times out of 100, you'll ask him to do something, and the one time you want to show off the trick that they know to somebody, they won't do it. And
yes.
You're like, uh-oh. So having David there by my side as we go through these animals running the obstacle course, when a dog goes off course or decides he needs a potty break, you've got someone who can make fun with the dog, not necessarily of it, and we can all have a good time. But I think that's one of the great things about the show that David brings. He brings the humor, he brings some fun to it. But it makes it even more, and it was a family show last year, and that was one of the things I enjoyed about hearing from so many people about how they were able to watch it, you know, grandparents, grandkids. You don't have to worry about explaining to the your son or daughter what's going on, what's that adult situation mean, what are they saying. You know, you can just sit down and watch and have a good time. And I think that David's brought even more family fun to it by, you know, bringing in some jokes that my non-comedic mind couldn't come up with. So it's a good time.
Yeah,
gotta go, Rick.
Hey, Kurt Menefee on A&E, America's Top Dog, 8 Eastern, and then the new series, An Animal Saved My Life, tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern on A&E. Kurt, thanks for stopping by, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Big Rick Podcast. Remember to subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See exclusive video interviews and content now with the Big Rick in the Morning YouTube channel. Subscribe now at onairwithrick.com.